Today is the 25th of November 2015, and I'm here to speak with Geraldine Schenken, who is going to tell me a little about her mother, Mrs. Marion Grant. Geraldine, do you want to begin by reading a little from your mother's own story in her own words?
This is from her book. She made a book called I Knew I Was Painting for My Life, which includes her Holocaust artworks by my mum, Marianne Grant. So she starts by saying her story. My name is Marion Grant Nee Herman, nicknamed Mousy, from Prague. That was in Czechoslovakia. My father came from a small village, Serema, near Sadek in the Sudetenland, North Bohemia. He was the son of hop farmers from a family of 10 children. From the age of 8, he lodged with a cantor in Prague in order to get a proper education. He became the foreign exchange manager of the Bohemian Union Bank in Prague. He met my mother, the youngest of three sisters, when he was sent to a branch in Bielsko, which after the First World War became part of Poland. She was the daughter of a cantor, Moritz Rosner, and his wife Cecilia from Moravia. My mother, Anna, was a milliner, and she married my father in 1920. They settled in Prague, and I was born in September 1921. We lived in the centre of the town in a small flat for 7 or 8 years. Then we moved to new flats built by the bank for their employees near vast, beautiful parks.
I gather from what you've read that your mother had quite an easy life before the war changed everything.
Yes. She went to a primary school, and after, when she went on to girls' high school, she was sent to a private English grammar school. And then later on, after much persuasion by her father's three sisters and her mother, her father relented and gave his permission for her to attend the famous Rote Schule of Fashion and Graphic Design in Prague.
Because your mother was always interested in drawing.
She loved drawing in her spare time, loved to do little sketches, and with all the way through her childhood and in her teenage days with children, loved wherever she went. She liked to draw, and she loved nature study, all lovely things. She liked to just draw or paint.
And why was her father not keen on her doing this at first anyway? Do you know?
I'm not really very sure, to be honest, at why. He probably wanted her to probably go down a more educational route. I think she was pretty bright. She spoke 6 languages fluently later in life, and he probably thought that she could do something, maybe become a lawyer or a doctor, and not go into the world of the art world.